Today, the latest mortgage stress and rate cut data. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. What's the latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour? The DFA Mortgage Stress Tracker to the end of July 2019 has been released today. This is based on our rolling 52,000 household surveys and includes data up to the 31st of July. More than 70,000 households risk default now in the next 12 months. And despite the two RBA rate cuts and the tax refunds, which some can claim, after the legislation was passed in Parliament in July, the impact on household budgets with mortgages has yet to translate into a meaningful easing in mortgage stress. In fact, we doubt it will. This is because the reductions in variable mortgage rates for existing customers have yet to work through the system, and the tax refund claims take some time to be processed. And meanwhile, costs of living continue to escalate. We also note that many households who have attempted to refinance to the much lower attractor rates and are in mortgage stress are being declined. In an absolute sense, many of these households are locked into higher rates than the best available and fall outside the revised, even if looser now, underwriting standards. We estimate that there are more than 300,000 households who now are mortgage prisoners as a result. The total number of households estimated to be in mortgage stress in July is 1,080,000, or 32.1% of borrowing households. That is another record. And the RBA data to March 2019 showed that the ratio of household debt to income rose again to 189.7, and credit growth is still running at a faster rate than household incomes, and yet APRA reduced underwriting standards. Analysis of stress across the country shows Western Australia still leads, but more households in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland are falling under financial pressure. Now, we define households as stressed when current income does not cover current expenditure, including mortgage repayments. Households manage this deficit by cutting back on spending, putting more on credit cards and try other loans, or even to get refinancing to a cheaper loan. Those in severe stress are deeply in deficit, and it can take a household many months to slide from stressed to severely stressed. But beyond this point, bank foreclosure or a likely forced sale is often the result. We note that households in this severely stressed state are now much more likely to be forced to sell, as bank hardship schemes only protect households for a period. And we note that in some postcodes in Western Australia, where this has been an issue now for some time, defaults and foreclosures are running at 3 to 4 times the national average. We also continue to see stress breaking out across most of our household segments. This is not just a factor running in battling households. Indeed, banks have been treating more wealthy groups very generously in terms of loan amounts because they have other assets, even if those are also mortgaged. Risks in the affluent groups are rising still, and as share markets reverse, this will become significant. And finally, here are the top postcodes in terms of mortgage stress. WA postcode 6065, the area around Tapping and Hocking, has the largest count of stressed households this month, followed by Campbelltown in New South Wales at 2560, Toowoomba in Queensland at 4350, Liverpool in New South Wales at 2170, Ballarat in Victoria at 3350, and Narrewarren in Victoria. All of these areas are locations where there has and continues to be considerable new construction, and many households purchase close to the top of the market and are now experiencing negative equity, with prices in some locations down more than 30%. Some were first-time buyers, others traded up to a new property. Now, we're going to discuss the drivers of stress when we publish the next edition of our surveys, but we note that households are reporting significant ongoing rises in fuel costs, childcare costs, healthcare costs, especially health insurance, school fees, and local authority rates. In many cases, any relief from lower mortgage rates is blotted up by other living costs. The truth is, only significant increases in take-home pay would alleviate their financial pressures, but in the current situation, we think this is unlikely. Finally, as I often say, many households do not maintain a household budget, so they do not know their true financial position. This is an essential first step to managing financial issues. The ASIC Money Smart website offers some useful tools. Next, it is important to prioritise spending and avoid using high-rate credit cards. Pay those off first. And third, if households are getting into difficulty financially, it's important to act early rather than just hoping things will work out. And banks have an obligation to help, so do talk to them. So, to sum up, the household budgets of many households in Australia remain under pressure, and I can see little on the horizon to turn that around anytime soon. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.